Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Split backs for CJ, 3rd and 8. At the Raider 37, here's the snap, here's the blitz. Stroud fires downfield to his left and caught along the sideline. Nico Collins, the dagger at the 13-yard line. Ball game.
That is how the Texans iced things yesterday against the Las Vegas Raiders. They win 23-21, improving to 10-5 on the year. 7 straight wins, 3 straight years with 10 wins under DeMeco Ryans. Paul Gallant sitting in for Reggie. John Lopez in the house. Rough game for the Texans offense, John. I thought C.J. Stroud was rather inaccurate. They can't really run the football, and we've got some questions about their offensive line depth going forward, and we've always got questions about Nick Haley.
We do. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in, and certainly on YouTube and Twitch. I want to get into how we're feeling about what these 2 weeks. We touched on it a little bit earlier. What are you getting from Nick Haley? Confidence level, what we saw, specifics on some of these injuries. Maybe we'll get that as the show progresses here. But I don't know. I'm curious on your thoughts. But who do we have?
We have Dave in North Houston.
Yeah. Dave, what are your thoughts here? What do you got?
Pauly G.
Hey.
Good to hear from you, man. Long time. Good time.
Good to be back. What you got, Dave?
Good. All right. Hi, J-Lo. What's going on, man?
We are here, sir.
Yes, sir. happy, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys. My take on the Texans, a win's a win. A win's a win. And I'm going to make a bold prediction that the Texans and Jaguars play at Jacksonville. It's all good for the AFC Championship game. And, Paulie,
yeah.
Listen, man, y'all take on burgers? What's your favorite sloppy burger? My favorite sloppy burger is the hamburger with the chili on top of it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mention that.
With the bun.
Yeah,
I love it. But my future girlfriend, I will help her eat that.
Okay. I thought Dave was about to take that in another direction.
Yes.
We're talking about sloppy things that are good earlier in the show, but Dave landed the plane. We all got out without alarming the FCC. Congratulations to everybody.
Yes.
We did it.
Yes.
We did it. So it's a big question for Nick Haley going forward, John. You can't have an offense that relies on 49-yard-plus field goals by Kyahmi Fairbairn, who had 3. He's money from outside, especially when they're playing at NRG Stadium. You can't have an offense that's relying on pass interference plays, questionable ones, to get you out of third and long situations. This was a rough game for the offense, and they just can't run the football without Woody Marks in there at all. I like that Jawar Jordan had his moment against the Cardinals, but this one was a very, very tough game for him.
All right, so let's dig in. Let's dig on this Texans offense. Get the temperature from our listeners. Gave you the number 713-572-4610. I want to get your thoughts because the interesting thing to me with this offense is really not so much C.J. Stroud. I get it. He was – we were talking about it during, you know, during the game there, especially early on. I think he started out 2 for 8, 2 for 7, something like that, with some bad misses, very for the ball placement specialist, like really, really off. He talked about, and we heard it earlier, you know, maybe he was just rushing or whatever. I know that he's shown some more confidence in this offense in recent weeks, and he's played better. You mentioned the Cardinals game. I'm not going to put too much on, well, C.J. Stroud, you know, maybe he just doesn't. No, he has it, and he can get it done, and he can make those plays. I'm still going back to just the confidence he has in what's being called on the field, and maybe what is being called on the field in down and distance circumstances.
It's an interesting point, and I mean, he had his biggest issues, I think, throwing outside the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I think when he was going towards the sideline, that's when you saw some of those passes being overthrown a little bit. And it could have been just a bad game where he didn't have the trademark touch that he normally has. Mm-hmm. Every quarterback does go through stuff like this from time to time. But when he throws it over the middle of the field, which is what I think this offense wants to happen, he does pretty well. So maybe they got to find a way to make sure that happened. Or maybe the Raiders, to their credit, actually stepped up and made it tough for the Texans to do it for whatever reason. Max Crosby was an absolute menace in that game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
713-572-4610 to call into text, and we've got Clint in Baytown. That Clint? Clint, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Go for it.
Hey, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same
Let me
to
start
you.
Out with that. But, hey, I was going to say, man, you know, the whole team was terrible yesterday, but that happens every year. A really good team runs into a team that has nothing to lose. They're not going to make the playoffs, and they end up getting spanked.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Stroud goes, I think they went in there and just underestimated him. They thought they were going to run through him, but Stroud was inaccurate everywhere until what did he have the first quarter? I can't remember, 15 or 19 yards?
There was a stretch where I believe he began the game 2 for 7, and 3 or 4 of those were overthrows that he had at that point.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, having said that, if that's your worst performance and you still win, I mean, I just think that was a wake-up call for them, and I think moving forward they'll take it more seriously. They thought they were just going to run through Las Vegas.
Look, I get that.
I
appreciate you calling, and I get that. I'm not ready to do that. I get it. Everybody has a bad performance, Paul. But week 16, you're still having these issues. I'm not going to sit here and bash Nick Caley because he's made the adjustments. You talk about between the hashes or between the numbers. They've thrown so many more verticals. They've thrown so many more, you know, in breakers and stuff. Didn't see a whole lot of them, especially early on yesterday. Is it a Nick Caley thing? Is it a confidence thing in his game planning?
I think that Stroud has an urge to take shots.
Oh, there's no question.
And then he took a couple in this game. Mm-hmm. And I do actually think this offense suits his strong assets, where he's very good at fitting the ball through tight windows over the middle. We saw so many moments of that against the Arizona Cardinals. So there's, I guess, and they'll go watch the film and they'll know better than us, where maybe there were some things to be had over the middle, and CJ wasn't looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get Nico Collins a little bit more involved than he has been the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And he has been pretty involved the last couple of weeks, but I think that Stroud wants to get him the football a little bit more. I can understand why he'd want to get him the football a little mm-hmm. bit more, but you do have to, at the same time, play within this offense. I'm sure Clint's going to have some takes on this later on in the show, talking about what he was seeing from the quarterback in said offense. Confidence-wise, coming out of this game, it's tough to feel great about CJ and about Nick Caley and about everything related to the offense outside of Nico Collins.
That's where I am. What really bailed them out was the jump ball to Nico, or Nico just saving his ass in the fourth quarter, and a couple of really, really questionable penalties. If it wasn't for that, we would be destroying the offense here. They got it done. CJ was great down the stretch. 8 out of 9 he completed. So you got to give him credit for that. But they didn't have a touchdown. They were relying on field goals. Their offense was going backward in the fourth quarter until those penalties were made. And certainly, Kyme Fairbairn, kind of an MVP yesterday, because if he misses one of those, the whole game changes, especially late, because then the Texans are pressing, et cetera. And I feel so bad because I was like, okay, Nick Caley, as we talked about earlier, he's sort of leaned more on Ben McDaniels and Gerard Johnson. They've catered the offense to go more vertical, more tight end. Dalton Schultz saved their ass a bunch of times, as he has in recent
weeks. Most of the year, right?
Yeah, most of the year. And shout out to him for, having more catches as a tight end in Texans history. But at the same time, I guess what I'm saying is that it took a step back in just play calling, just what he was calling in this game.
KJ's got thoughts on the Texans. 713-572-4610 on Reaction Monday. KJ, what's up?
Morning, fellas. Long time listener. I used to call in on a regular basis when y'all took calls on a regular basis. So I'm relishing this opportunity real quick.
Hit us.
I want to start out by saying CJ's rookie year, he had a swagger that has dissipated to the point to where we don't even see it anymore. I look at some of these quarterbacks that are quote-unquote next up, the Loves, the Caleb Williams, the Bo Nixes of the world, and they play with a confidence that I don't see in CJ. I don't know if it's CJ not being able to use his legs, because those guys typically make plays with their arm, and there's just something that's not there. I know we can go back and forth all day to try to find out what the gist of the issue is, but the fact of the matter is, this team is only going to go, whether it be this season or beyond, as far as CJ takes us. And I think that CJ needs to legitimately do some self-reflecting. Some of the passes that he threw yesterday, my six-year-old nephew could have completed some of those passes that he threw out there. CJ has got to find that moxie, number one. Number two, I think one of the things that's genuinely going to help us moving forward is we got to get a consistent running game. Other than last year, when we had a healthy Joe Mixon, CJ has not had a complimentary ground game. If Woody Marks, who I think we are egregiously overrating, if Woody Marks is our best back, then we don't have a running back. So moving forward, whether it be Joe Mixon staying healthy or them getting a free agent or going into the draft and getting somebody to complement the stable of backs that we carry in next season, we're going to have to get a consistent ground game. I'm not looking for the next Adrian Peterson. Just somebody can give me 4 yards to carry consistently and stay out the hot tub. So those are my two takes. We got to get that ground game addressed. And CJ, dude, if you listen to this, bro, you said you were a killer on that podcast. Dude, you're not killing nothing but our hopes in this team moving forward right now, bro. So I'm going to need you to get it together.
KJ, appreciate the phone call.
I really appreciate his first take, especially. He mentioned Bo Nix and Caleb Williams. Didn't mention Trevor Lawrence, but he's coming on. And some of the other contemporaries. I wouldn't call Trevor Lawrence one, but some of the contemporaries of CJ Stroud. I think that a lot of that leads into the frustration that he's shown. And I thought he was over it, because he was very frustrated earlier in the year. And you could see it. You could see his body language and his facial expressions in how he played. And then he kind of got over it. Maybe that's the biggest, question I have moving forward, because KJ's right. No matter how great this defense is, and it is great, he's going to have to make some confident plays with his arm down the stretch, or you're not going to get where you think you can go.
And to the other point, I mean, the running game's never coming. The running game, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Best case scenario, you're going to have a couple of big carries from Jawar Jordan or something like that. Woody Marks is banged up. I'm with him. I don't think Woody Marks is that good of a running back, but hey, listen, he's done what he's supposed to do. Joe Mixon's never coming back. That's sort of what I'm thinking on that front. He is John Lopez. I am Paul Gallant, sitting in for Reggie. 713-572-4610. That's how you call. It's how you text. You're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Up next, what's popping? After what went down on Saturday, was this season a disappointment? We'll discuss. Stay put.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.